Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to the Lord. A beautiful scripture from Isaiah chapter 6, 8 is the vision of Isaiah, of the train filling the temple of God and speaking to Isaiah. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." Beautiful, beautiful. My dear brothers and sisters, when we have the encounter of the presence of God, then it becomes all about Jesus. It's all about the kingdom of God. It's not about me. It's not about my need. It's not about what I think. It's not about what I desire. But my desires becomes His desire. My call becomes His call. My longing becomes His longing. You know, that's what happens when an encounter with God takes place. And today is a time that, you know, we as a church, we as people of God, need a fresh encounter with God, a fresh tete-a-tete with God, a fresh communication with God. It's not about what we need, it's what God needs. God also has God needs. God also has God demands. God also has God desires. And are we willing to fulfill God's desires? Are we willing to fulfill God's dreams and, you know, and demands and say, "Lord, here am I. Send me. You can depend on me. You can lean on me. You can trust me. You can entrust your gospel to me and I will preach it to the full." So that's the call of the Holy Spirit today. For the church, for the people of God, my dear brothers and sisters. It's very important that we start praying a different prayer. That, "Lord, what do you need? What can I do for you?" is a prayer that each one of us needs to make in this day and age and in this era. Because in the end time days, we can be so consumed with our own personal needs and desires and demands and dreams that we are constantly praying for our needs. We are constantly praying for, "Do this for me, O Lord. Do that for me, O Lord." But when we have a tete-a-tete with God, when we see God's face, when we draw nigh to such an intimate relationship that God speaks to us, then He starts asking questions. "Whom shall I send? Who will go for me?" And then Isaiah said, "Send me, O Lord. I'm ready." Like Isaiah, can you say to the Lord, "Lord, I'm here, I'm ready, send me, O God, I'm ready. I will be a missionary. I will go and preach the gospel. I will be a great and a good testimony for the name of Jesus. Send me, O Lord." And God will bless you and God will honor you. You know, everything else will be provided to you as long as we are willing to build what God is interested in, and that is His church. Amen. Let's pray. In fact, I was hearing a beautiful, beautiful hymn written by Edith Clarkson, and she wrote beautifully, and I'll attach that link for you to hear. Beautiful hymn. It says, "So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to toil for me alone." It's a beautiful hymn, and many verses to that. You will hear it, you will be blessed, and you will be focused to do what God has called you to do. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Lord God Almighty, I pray that the heart of God will be born in us. Lord, the dreams and the desires of God, or demands of God, oh Father God, will become ours in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, O Father, I pray you will burden our souls and our spirits to take the gospel to the nations, to preach the word, to do the work of the Lord, to heal the sick, to raise up the dead. O Father God, I pray, give us the grace, O God, in this day and age of digital revolution. I pray that, Father, gospel will be preached and taken to the deepest corners of the earth in Jesus' name. I ask of you that we will, O Lord, each and every one of us, we will be ready. We'll be ready to do what the Lord has called us to do. Oh, Father God, to stay in you and to do the work of the Lord. Because, oh, Father, when we have an encounter of you, Jesus, we never are the same. I pray today we will be changed. We will have a fresh encounter with the presence of God. We'll have the fresh illumination of the Word of God. We'll have the fresh revelation knowledge of the Word of God given unto us. And we'll never be the same, oh God. And I pray that when we hear the call, whom shall I send? We'll be able to say, send me, O Lord. And that's the call. I pray, O Father God, O Lord, as you knock at the hearts of your people's life, O Father, I pray their hearts will be opened to this call and will be ready to do the will of the Father in Jesus' name. That's what I pray, O God. I pray, Lord, that you will, Father, Lord, today as your people have stepped out to the jobs, to the businesses, to the workplaces, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. And Lord, I pray that you will flourish and prosper them abundantly in the name of Jesus. I also pray, O Father God, for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, long life in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.